Have you ever lost an argument? Dr. Strangelove has, many, many times. But yay, on today of all days, it's time to settle aside differences and try to understand each other.
Oh, shut the duck up.
No, I will not shut the duck up. You shut the duck up.
I ducking well will not.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hello, Mr. Bannister, is it?
Oh, yes, that's me.
Good. I was just there wondering about your advert you placed. You know, to be the new receptionist?
Oh, yes, and your name would be?
Feet. Miss Feet. I'm sorry, is there something wrong?
No, nothing amiss, Miss Feet. Everything is in complete and total working order.
If everything is okay, then why is there all those, how you say, banging and quacking noises going on?
Oh, that's Dr. Strangelove and Olipop. They're best of friends, really. They're just trying out a new experiment.
Is that a duck?
Yes, it is a duck, and they can't get it to shut up.
Interesting. And tell me, is it usually this crazy around here?
Oh, no. Usually it's much, much worse. You just happen to come in on one of the good days.
Quick! After it!
Somebody stop that duck!
Damn it! It has escaped!
Well, of course, anyone can see that, you stupid quack.
I'm not a stupid quack!
I meant the duck.
But the duck wouldn't have been a stupid quack if only you could have gotten it to shut up just for one moment so that I could activate the mind-expanding machine.
The mind-expanding machine?
Yeah, you see, what it is, it's a machine that expands your mind.
No. Let me explain in layman's terms. It's a make-you-clever-otron.
Went straight over my head.
So then, Mr. B, aren't you going to introduce me to that lovely lady? Hello.
Olipop, this is Miss Fit, the new receptionist. Miss Fit, this is Olipop, a dog's body.
I am not a dog's body.
Oh, yes, he is. He does lots of little jobs around the house.
Yes, I bet he does.
So, no chance of a date then?
No.
Oh, shame.
Actually, Olipop, I've got something straight up your street.
What is it?
It's a box of dates. I was saving it for later. They're amazing. But you've just got to remember to spit out the stones.
This is hopeless. I can't hit the town with a box of dates.
Why not? I went out with a prune once.
Why does that not surprise me?
I'll tell you why it doesn't surprise you. It's because you're unsurprisable. In other words, thick.
Oh, shut the duck up.
But the duck's gone! Vamoose!
No, it wasn't a moose. You are moose brain.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't think, Mr. Ollie Poop.
Dr. Strange Pork.
Ooh!
Now, wait a minute. Wait.
About 14 and a half stone.
That's better. Look, you two have been arguing non-stop for the past 25 minutes. If only there was some way of making each of you see things from the other one's point of view.
But there is.
Oh, so suddenly she has an idea.
Shut up. Let the lady do the talking.
But ladies don't need to talk. Just get into the kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
I think we should do something with these two animals. I happen to be a scientist myself, and unlike you, I actually passed and completed my degree. Put Dr. Strangelove and Olipop in the mind-expanding machine and transfer part of their brains into the other. That way they make a whole lot more sense.
Well, you two, what do you say to that?
Oh, sounds good to me.
And what about you, Doctor?
Bet she didn't pass at Strange University like I did.
Right now then, lads, are you ready?
Yes.
Just get on with it.
Okay, Mr. B. Power up the mind-expanding machine.
Yes, Master.
And we can all do without the silly voices.
I quite agree.
Shut up.
Ooh, bossy, ain't she?
Miss Fit, are you sure that only a tiny amount, a tiny teensy amount of my mind will go into Olipop?
Yes. I said power up the machine, goddammit.
Oh!
Okay, I shall power up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and away we go! What happened?
There was a massive power surge and the machine couldn't handle the swap. I'm afraid the effects may not be as we expected.
Dr. Strangeglove, you all right?
Oi, what yo trying to say about my...
What?
It's perfectly simple. Instead of taking the small sample of each of their brains to swap, it has swapped all of their minds.
Isn't she lovely? Hello?
Hang on a sec, if he's Ollie, then where's Dr. Strangeglove?
Why don't you ask the other one?
Ollipop.
Hello, Strange! Strange!
I'm really not supposed to be here.
Hello, Strange!
I'm really not supposed to be here.
Hello, oh no, Strange. It's happening again! Hello, it's happening again!
Strange. I'm really
what?
Not supposed to be here.
Hey. Hello, oh really no, where did he come hey. From? Strange. Go away! Really go away!
Hey. Hello, Strange!
I'm really not supposed hey. To be here.
Hello, Strange!
Hey. I'm really not supposed to be here.
Hey. Hello, Strange!
And I'm really not supposed to be here.
To be continued.